This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back to Perspectives. Glad to have you back. And, you know, I know that we have our favorite lady with Out and About. Hi, Cynthia. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Ashley. I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you on. You know, we got witches and ghosts and goblins and candy and dressing up and well-planned parties. But, you know, there's a question that I have, and I know that there's inquiring minds that want to know as well. What are you going as this holiday season?
Well, I still have little ones at home, so I am hanging out in the neighborhood and doing the, you know, the neighborhood trick-or-treat thing, but I still like to dress up. Halloween's really one of my favorite holidays of the year, so I usually throw on a funny witch's hat or maybe a crazy wig. So it's, you know, I think Halloween is just such a super fun holiday. I love seeing all the creative and cool costumes and the little kids. It's just so cute.
Me too. I love costumes. I love it. I wish you could do it like every Friday, casual Friday.
Exactly. So I know there's a lot of big kids out there who still want to get dressed up and go have some adult beverages. And we've got some really fun events coming up this week, kicking off the Halloween holiday season.
Awesome.
Let me tell you about the first one. The Quarter Bar in Uptown is calling all housewives, master chefs, survivors, big brothers, and dance moms from the Jersey Shore. They've partnered with the Dallas Observer to throw a Reality Bites costume contest and Halloween party this coming Thursday, the 25th, from 6 to 9 p.m. They're going to have some celebrity judges. Bon Blossman and Whitney Watley star in Big Rich Texas, so I think that'll be a hoot. They're going to have $2 wells, domestics until 10 o'clock. They're going to have Honey Boo Boo shot specials and live music from Fingerless Ghost. So that just sounds like a great time. Should be really fun, and I guarantee you there will be some amazing costumes.
Those Honey Boo Boos, I wonder what those are like.
I don't even know what a Honey Boo Boo shot is, but I'm going to try one out. I'll let you know. The other fun event happening is Urban Taco, which is also in Uptown, right up the street from the Quarter Bar. Well, they've got two locations, one in Uptown, one at Mockingbird Station, and they are serving a tasty treat for the whole month of October called a Spookerita. It's a delicious, fresh pumpkin puree frozen margarita garnished with a graham cracker crust. It's available for $5. Now, they've been serving it the whole month, but if you come in on Friday, October 26th, Saturday the 27th, or on Wednesday the 31st, in a costume, you'll get a free Spookerita all day. Limit one per person with a $5 minimum purchase. So, you know, I'm all about working the free angle. So show up in a fun costume, get a free drink. Sounds like a great time to me.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, convince my friends at work that it's okay that I wear a costume all week long. But, you know, last week, you know, we spoke with Jody Grant, you know, the chairman of the Woodall Rogers Foundation, and we learned a lot about some of the stuff that's going on. But you have some more to tell us about.
Well, listen, I'm very excited that this project has finally come to completion. And this next weekend, we're going to be celebrating the grand opening of the Clyde Warren Park. So if that's not ringing a bell, it's the 5.2-acre park that's decking over the Woodall Rogers Freeway. They're going to have a huge celebration this coming up weekend with 2 days of programming and public events showcasing Dallas's newest park during the free grand opening. They're going to have the celebration will spill out into the Dallas Arts District with food trucks, live music, free admission all weekend to the Crow Collection of Asian Art, the Dallas Museum of Art, and the Nasher Sculpture Center. You can also enjoy the Dallas Symphony Orchestra's Haunted Orchestra, or check out the possibility of a free matinee performance of the Dallas Theater Center's The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity. So tons of free events going on next weekend to lend itself to the grand opening of the Clyde Warren Park. But the star of the show is really going to be the park itself. And on Saturday and Sunday, the park will feature over 50 free activities, including a ribbon-cutting ceremony, your favorite, Ashley, dog training classes,
yes,
yoga, a performance by the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, Mahjong games, and, I mean, tons more. If you go to their website, there's just a list of all the different free activities they have going on. And Saturday night is going to be the big celebration, which will feature a signature musical festival with performances by local DJ Lucy Rubel, Grammy-nominated Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, and Dallas indie rock icons, the Polyphonic Spree. The evening will be end with a massive fireworks show, which is always one of my favorites. The concert does require a $200 ticket, but you can see a list of the free activities and classes and get more information on the concert if you're interested at clydewarrenpark.org.
That sounds neat. There seems like there's a lot of things to do.
Well, you know, the whole purpose of this park, they're really trying to bridge the gap between downtown and uptown. And really, it's going to, they're trying to create almost like a central park in Dallas. And so I'm really excited to sort of see how this big project comes together. And I hope people will come out and check it out, use it. It's a beautiful green area where, you know, kids can play. There's a dog park. They're going to have all kinds of, you know, painting classes and yoga classes that go on throughout the year. So it's just going to be a really fun new green space for people to get outdoors and experience the city. I think it's going to be fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it, too. And I definitely love DJ Lucy Rubel. She's really awesome.
Yes, she is. It's always a party when Lucy's around.
Most definitely.
Now, if you missed out on any of those details, because I know that's a lot of information, you can go to my website at osiscynthia.com. I'll have all the details and a whole lot more events going on this week. So get up off the couch and have some fun. It's a big city and there's lots to do.
I'm definitely going to get up off the couch and I'm probably going to go trick-or-treat over at your house.
You better wear a costume because you don't get candy without a costume at my house.
Definitely. Can I also, is there any drinks provided as well if I wear a costume?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, most definitely then. I'm wearing a costume, so you talked me into it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me on. I'll be back next Sunday with more fun events to get out and about.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. You know, I'm always looking forward to what you have to say, and you always have a plethora of information. So if you did miss anything, go to her website at www.osocynthia.com. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
You're welcome, doll. See you next week. Bye.
Take care, sweetheart. You know, I'm also interested in Halloween is always so much fun for everybody, and it's always neat to see what people dress up as. It's also interesting for the people that choose to dress up the same because it's easier because you don't want to go out and get a costume, and so it's just simple that way. Also, the people that try to do something that's kind of timely. So I know there's a lot of people that are trying to, I don't know what the guy is, the guy named Psy, the one that's doing that Gingan style, whatever that is. I know a lot of people are going to dress up like that, and who knows, whatever else, but I'm probably going to use the same costume over and over again because I'm too lazy to go out and find another one. And every year I get to that point where I'm thinking, oh, I want to do this or I want to do that, and I need to get a seamstress and I need to get this made. And it's always the week before when I realize I have not allowed myself enough time. But I will definitely be showing up to a party on Friday at Sambuca, as well as a friend of mine will be having Dragon's Ball again this year at Plush. So I know that they are working on their props and they are building all kinds of stuff for this party right now at a prop building party. So thank you for listening tonight. So when we come back, we will be at the studio roundtable and Nathan will be talking to us a little bit more about the foundation and what that means and what the Sons of the Flag and what that's all about, as well as some other things that we're going to ask him off the cuff about being a fireman and all that great stuff. And maybe we'll even see what he thinks about those Honey Boo Boo shots. I'm still concerned about that and I have no idea what it is, but I'm assuming there's Red Bull or some sort of go-go juice involved. So keep it tuned to 570 AM. Appreciate it. And anytime you want to call in, you can always do that as well at 888-787-5543, 888-787-5543. And I appreciate your feedback as well, and thank you for your tweets. And also, there was one tweet that was just sent to me. And you know what? I think this is really important. If you don't like your job, then you should focus on what you love with that job. So maybe sometimes we don't like the whole package we get. Maybe sometimes we don't like dealing with this boss. Maybe sometimes we don't like doing these projects. But all in all, there are some things that we do like. There's some things that maybe challenge us, and maybe there's some things that we can really focus. And the better we get at that, like Nathan was talking about, getting good at things that you're maybe not that good at, the better you get, you can maybe take it to a different level, as well as enjoy at least a piece of what you have that day instead of just dreading the entire work day. So we'll be right back in a few minutes, so stay tuned for Perspectives.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.